KSDP 830 AM Sandpoint, Alaska, and K201 DA 88.1 FM King Cove.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Schumigan Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Schumigan family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, the Anchor Inn Motel, and the Anchor Inn Lounge. The Schumigan Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.schumigan.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Schumigan Corporation, hometown values and service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Trump plans to move his national security advisor, Mike Waltz, from the White House to the United Nations. NPR's Asma Khalid reports the president is nominating Waltz for UN ambassador.
Waltz had come under pressure the last several weeks after he accidentally invited a journalist to a private text chat among Trump administration officials about military strikes on the Houthis in Yemen. In public, the president defended Waltz and downplayed the incident. Even in making this announcement, the president praised Waltz for putting the nation's interests first. This is the first major personnel shakeup of Trump's second term. The president made the announcement on his social media site, saying that in the interim, Marco Rubio will be national security advisor, in addition to his existing job as the Secretary of State. Asma Khalid, NPR News, The White House.
The U.S. is expected to gain access to Ukraine's critical minerals and other natural resources under a landmark deal that was several tense months in the making. The former ambassador to Ukraine, William Taylor, says both sides win.
It's fair and balanced on both sides, the American and Ukrainian. Both sides are pleased with it, are satisfied, and both sides will benefit.
The agreement does not mandate Ukraine pay back the U.S. aid it's received in its defense against Russia, even though President Trump had previously framed it as reimbursement. A Trump-appointed federal judge in Texas has ruled that the president's use of the Alien Enemies Act is unlawful. U.S. District Judge Fernando Rodriguez Jr. says the use of the 18th century wartime law to detain and deport alleged members of a Venezuelan gang from South Texas is, quote, contrary to the plain, ordinary meaning of the statute's terms, end quote. The president visits Alabama today to speak in advance of the University of Alabama's spring commencement. Noelle Ananen with member station WBHM says some students plan to protest the president's visit.
UA Student Democrats president Braden Vick says he's concerned President Trump's visit has become too much of a distraction.
The president has taken the focus off of the graduates. The commencement ceremony is for us. It's not for the president. He's not graduating.
UA College Republicans released a statement saying they are proud to welcome Trump and disappointed in the, quote, inflammatory response from their liberal counterparts who they say do not represent their student body. Some students are planning to protest. The Trump administration's recent targeting of non-citizens in higher education led to an Alabama PhD student being detained by Immigration and Customs Enforcement earlier this year. For NPR News, I'm Noelle Ananen in Birmingham.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 83 points at 40,752. The S&P rose 35 points and the NASDAQ was up 264 points. From Washington, this is NPR News. The Illinois woman who was behind the wheel of the car that plowed through an after-school camp and killed four students earlier this week may have been experiencing a medical emergency at the time. Authorities say so far, there's no evidence of driving under the influence and no charges have been filed. May Day rallies in defense of workers' rights and social justice are being held around the globe. Reuters capturing big crowds marching through the French capital, among other major cities around the world where demonstrations were held. The nominations are in for the 2025 Tony Awards, Broadway's highest honors. From New York, Jeff Ludden highlights the nominees.
George Clooney got his first Tony nomination for Good Night and Good Luck as Best Actor in a play he co-authored, which has been breaking box office records. Sadie Sink picked up a Best Actress nomination for her role in John Proctor as the villain. In the musical category, Audra McDonald got her record-breaking 11th Tony nomination for Best Actress in Gypsy. Also in the Best Actress category, Nicole Scherzinger, formerly of the Pussycat Dolls, got a nod for Sunset Boulevard, and newcomer Jasmine Amy Rogers picked up a nomination for Boop. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
U.S. stocks end the day higher. The Nasdaq closed up 1.5% or 264 points to end the day at 17,710. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Lilly Endowment, a private foundation supporting NPR's coverage of religion and spirituality, and Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset, starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, small craft advisory tonight and Friday. Today, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 5 feet. And Friday, west winds 30 knots, seas 6 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 3 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 4 feet. And Friday, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 30 knots, seas 5 feet. And Friday, northwest winds 20 knots in the morning, becoming variable 10, seas 3 feet. Port Hyden and Nelson Lagoon, small craft advisory tonight and Friday. Today, west winds 20 knots, seas 6 feet. Tonight, west winds 25 knots, seas 7 feet. And Friday, west winds 25 knots, seas 7 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, today, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 7 feet. Tonight, west winds 20 knots, seas 6 feet. And Friday, northwest winds 15 knots, seas 5 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula, today, partly sunny, highs near 41, northwest winds 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts as high as 30. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 33. Northwest winds 20 to 25 miles per hour with gusts as high as 30. And Friday, mostly sunny, highs near 42, west winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 25. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 4:50 a.m. at 8 feet 1 inch, a low at 12:12, a minus tide of 1 foot 7 inches, a high at 7:06 p.m. at 5 feet 5 inches, and a low tonight at 11:42 at 3 feet 3 inches. Your sun rose at 6:59 this morning, and your sun will set at 10:19, bringing us up to 15 hours and 20 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
I was not Stevie Nicks with Nightbird, that is. And Michael Jackson's next with Get on the Floor. ABBA will follow that with Happy New Year. And then Men at Work with Catch a Star.
Dance with me. start. Isolation, rows and rows of cars. Isolation like Jupiter and Mars. Staring faces, setting cellular. Welcome to the Late Show. Things get in the way. Sweet sensation of knowing you are near and not too far. You and I, you and I, you and I, arrow through your heart, get your star.
Yeah, next we have Talking Heads with Mind. And then after that, Grateful Dead with West L.A. Fadeaway. And we should have an interview going on for you. And that's supposed to be at 12:30 sharp, so stay tuned.
but one will do. Looking for a chateau, 21 rooms, but one will do. I don't wanna buy it, I just wanna rent it for an hour or two. Mistake walking down the street today. I made an old mistake walking down the street today.
Yeah, big wave here. We have Mary Miner on the line here for an interview, and it should be great fun here, folks. Okay, you're live, Mary.
Great, thanks. Hi, everyone. This is Mary Miner. I'm with Alaska Growth Capital, and I'm calling in to share about our Aleut Marketplace Business Plan Competition, which we host in partnership with the Aleut Corporation. And I wanted to share that our applications for the competition are live and open, and we're accepting them until May 30th.
I've been announcing it here and there, and it's really a good plan. I was thinking to myself, well, heck, I could use $20,000 seed money and buy a cheap boat and a permit and go and go fishing. I'm just kidding, of course.
Yeah,
I'm fine
yeah.
at the radio station.
No, it's,
but all you folks listening out there, this is a really good program. So I'll turn it back to you, Mary.
Thanks. Yeah, you know, it's our second year running this program in partnership with the Aleut Corporation. It's open to shareholders and descendants of the corporation across the region and across the state of Alaska. You do need to be 18 years or older to apply, but, you know, we're excited and, as I said, accepting applications currently. We had three winners last year, which I want to give a shout-out to, Shell Mack and Fannie Jo Newton from King Cove General in King Cove. And we had Arlene Wilson from Mama Bear's Daycare in King Cove and Madison Thompson from Small Craft Cafe in Sandpoint. Really excited to work with those entrepreneurs last year. In total, we had 28 applications from across the state from Aleut shareholders and descendants last year. Our regional team of judges worked to select the top 9 strongest business plans to join us at an entrepreneur camp that we host. And so we're excited to have people apply again this year. Applications again due on May 30th. And then we will work to select the top strongest business plans to join us at our entrepreneur camp. And at camp, we go over all the elements of writing a business plan. We connect our entrepreneurs with mentors and other entrepreneurs from across the state. We have people that come in and give workshops on legal structures, QuickBooks, marketing. It's a really strong week-long initiative that gets you ready to start and launch or grow your business and be stewards of that $20,000 award that you mentioned that we provide at the end.
Now, this is phenomenal. I mean, it's a very thorough program. You learn a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, I remember last year we went through all this. Are we going to do it again next year, too? Is this an ongoing thing, or is this going to be the end of it all?
It's our hope to continue this work. Alaska Growth Capital is a Native Community Development Financial Institution, or Native CDFI. And really, this is a designation we get from the Department of the Treasury, and it means that we're more than just a small business lender. We provide small business loans, but the more that we do is really our investment in the community and doing initiatives like the Aleut Marketplace and other trainings to continue to seed new entrepreneurship and grow small businesses and job creation across our state. So it is in our mission and core to our work that we do this this kind of programming. So, yeah, it's our hope that we continue this for many years.
Yeah, I do, too. Like I said, I think it's phenomenal. It really is. It kind of blows me away. I can't believe I forgot I went through this last year. I have to blame it on my age. Heck, I'm 75 now. I can blame everything on my age. Anyway, do you have anything else to add to this?
Just thanks again for having us on the show. And our website is alaskagrowth.com. On there, we have a page for the Aleut Marketplace. You can find out information like key dates. That's where you can find the application. We have a highlight video. It shows you what we do at our entrepreneur camp on there. And it has contact information. So if you have questions, want to learn more, happy to set up a call and just chat through the program. We're really excited about it and want this to be a value add for the community and supporting our small businesses. So, yeah, please, if you're listening, don't hesitate to reach out.
Yeah, thanks a lot for all this, Mary. I really appreciate that. Anytime you need some airtime, just give us a call at KSDP. You're always welcome here. And thanks a lot.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay, we'll get back to this. And let me get some buttons pushed here. Get everything back. And that's a pretty neat program, isn't it, folks? And it's going to go on for a while, it appears. So, we're very, very, very lucky, I mean, to have a program like this. Get an idea for a business and want to get it started. They have all the classes and everything, plus $20,000 of seed money to get the ball rolling. Yeah. Anyway, well, I'm kind of like, duh, I'm blown away. I just, these programs up here, you know, I call this place paradise. Well, there's another darn good example. Okay, folks, we are in paradise. Coming up, we have Saved by Zero, and that's the fix. And then a flock of seagulls with DNA, and then a little public service announcement. And I will see you guys probably about the 21st of May. I have to go down and see my general practitioner. I got to see my kidney doctor, and I got to see my cancer doctor. So cancer is gone. I just matter not having to come back. And as far as the kidneys goes, I'm in stage 3. Heck, I can live another 10, 15 years easy. So don't be concerned about my health. It's just, you know, getting old's not for sissies. So I'll see you all then.
Stretch by. My mom's health declined. I became more and more involved with her care. Over time, I realized I was becoming her sole caregiver. I wanted to support her as much as I could to ensure she was well taken care of. But over time, the stress and the exhaustion of full-time caregiving became too much. As a caregiver, I knew I was already at risk for health challenges, but I heard the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association might be able to help me find respite relief. APIA supported me and my mom by enrolling us in the respite program. The program paid for a respite worker of my choosing to come in and provide me relief. With this support in place, I was able to better take care of myself. The respite worker came to my mom's apartment and cooked her dinner while I took a break. It became a way for me to recharge, rest, and ensure I was taking care of myself so I could continue to care for my mom without burning out. Caregiving is selfless and stressful at times, but APIA gave me the break I needed through the respite program.
For eligibility information, please reach out to the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association Elder Care Services at 907-276-2700 or toll free at 1-800-478-2742.
You are listening to KSDP. KSDP radio broadcasts at 8:30 a.m. from Sandpoint, Alaska on translator K201DA at 88.1 FM from King Cove, Alaska, and streams online at apradio.org.
Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. See the breaking glass in the underpass. See the breaking glass in the underpass. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm. crushing steel. Feel the steering wheel. Hear the crushing steel. Feel the steering wheel. Warm. Leatherette. 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 Warm leatherette. Melts on your burning flesh. You can see your reflection in the luminescent dash. Warm. Leatherette. Warm. Leatherette. Warm. Leatherette. Warm. Leatherette. A tear of petrol is in your eye. The handbrake penetrates your thigh. Quick. Let's make love before you die. On warm leatherette. On warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette.
York City. Somebody said it's hit the bay. This is a nitty gritty. And all the back ladies better put their acts together. We're near the eye of the storm. This is really heavy weather. We were lost and found in the nick of time. While the ship was going down, we were lost and found just in time. With a hurricane crossing the coastline. Just in time. This thing is bigger than the both of us. It's gonna put us in our place. We were lost and found. Just in time. Now we've got no time. Putting up the barricades because a hurricane is heading up this way. So won't you come in from the cold and the pouring rain. And the old sea dog says shiver me timbers. The sky's gone black and it's like the dead of winter. We were lost and found in the pouring rain, when the hurricane swept across the coastline. This thing is bigger than the both of us. It's gonna put us in our place. We're gonna say what really matters when we see that storm stare us in the face. We'll be right back.
my dreams I've kissed your lips a thousand times. I sometimes see you pass outside my door. Hello, is it me you're looking for? I can see it in your eyes, I can see it in your smile. You're all I've ever wanted, and my arms are open wide. 'Cause you know just what to say, and you know just what to do. And I want to tell you so much. I love you. I long to see the sunlight in your tell you time and time again how much I care. Sometimes I feel my heart will overflow.